Hello. Welcome back to my True Crime Podcast. I am your host, Vanessa Binion, and today we are not going to be talking about just one serial killer. This is going to be a sum up of everybody I've talked about, kind of like a season for now, but I will be continuing this podcast when I have time. So let's talk about the first serial killers we talked about. It was Lyle and Eric Menendez. So we know that Lyle and Eric were the sons of Kitty and Jose Menendez, two very wealthy people, and that they had physically, mentally, and sexually abused both of their kids for like as long as they were alive, and they just couldn't take it anymore until one day they just killed their parents. And they were sent to jail, where they still are today in California, and they both married during prison. And yeah, that was mainly theirs. They came from a wealthy family, and that the only reason most people know about them today is that from the teens on social media who are trying to get their case seen again and get them out of prison. So you let me know what you think about that. Do you think they should stay in prison or get out or have justice and freedom? You can learn more about them if you go back to my previous episodes. It was the second one after my introduction. And so that was them. My second serial killer that we talked about was Ted Bundy, which many know from over the years as he is a famous American serial killer. We know that he had over 30 confessed victims, but we don't know if there's more that we haven't found yet. He was not only a killer, but he was a kidnapper and a rapist who murdered many young women and girls from 1970 and possibly earlier. He was married and did have a child, but their marriage did not last long, and they divorced shortly after getting married. His criminal penalty was death, and that's what he got. He died January 24th, 1989, at the age 42. Many people think he was, because of his father's abuse when he was younger, that led to many of his other crimes. And that's what influenced many of that stuff. As many other serial killers do have it, that they were abused as a child. Now, we're going to talk about the Night Stalker, who was my... Oh, by the way, if you want to learn more about Ted Bundy, he was my third episode, and you can learn a lot more information there. Next, we are going to talk about Richard Ramirez, also known as the Night Stalker or the Valley Intruder. He had 15 dead victims, but he would also rob, and he was a serial killer, a serial rapist, a kidnapper, child abuser, and burglar from the years of 1984 to 1985. The other names he went by was the Night Stalker, the Walk-In Killer, or the Valley Intruder. You may know him by one of those. His criminal penalty was 19 death sentences, since he had many trials. He did die at the age of 53 on June 7, 2013. And his actual name was Richard Ramirez. He was also, many think that because of his father's physical abuse, when he would get angry, and take it out on Richard, that influenced many of his crimes. And also, he was born in El Paso, Texas. So if you're from Texas, from there, that's a serial killer from your state and city. But most of his crimes were taken in California. Yeah. So that was him. You can learn more about him in my previous episode. It is titled The Night Stalker. And he did have many crimes. I think his first one was a couple at Love Lane or something like that he killed. But if you would like to learn more about that, just go back to my previous episode. He is my fourth episode, I think. And then the next one would be the Zodiac Killer, which I talked about him 2 weeks ago. And he was another American serial killer who killed many victims over his years and left ciphers to his identity. His total victims were 5 confirmed dead, 2 injured, possibly 20 to 28 total dead. He claimed that he had 37. His span of crimes was from 1960s to 1970s, and he would just like go around killing and leave ciphers to his identity until one day, after I think his second murder, he sent out letters to 3 different newspaper shops telling them to post the note that he gave into the front page of the newspaper, or he would go around on a killing spree. They brought that up to the sheriff, and they did as he told, but they put him, I think, on the second page. And those killings never happened, so people didn't take it as seriously. But for both of his crimes, the first two, somebody else did take, did take the blame, even though it wasn't him. And yeah, he would leave ciphers. That's why he's known as the Zodiac Killer, because he would leave ciphers of why he did it, and until like one day this old couple actually cracked it, but it had nothing to do with his identity. But if you would like to learn more about that, again, he was my 5th episode 2 weeks back, so you can learn a lot more from that. And then the last serial killer I talked about was Eileen Warners. She was another American serial killer who only killed men. She was sentenced to death for 6 murders and executed by lethal injection on October 9, 2002. She said that she committed those crimes in self-defense, and her victims were men who either raped or attempted to rape her. She died October 9, 2002, and she also went by many other names, such as Sandra Quish, Susan Lynn Balvick, Lynn Balvick, Cammy Marsh Green, Lori Kristen Grady. She did marry an older man, Louis Gratfell. Her criminal penalty was 6 death sentence, and she had 7 victims. Her span of crimes were from November 30th, 1989 to November 19th, 1990. So she almost went a full year. She mainly killed in the states of Florida, and her weapons were high standard .22 caliber revolver. and she was in prison at Florida State Prison. If you would like to learn more about her, she was my recent episode. But thank you for all who have been tuning in every week. I enjoy all your listens. And stay tuned for when I post my next episode. Thank you.